The path that leads up to the hill of Sant'Ambrogio crosses a landscape shaped by a series of tillable terraces supported by stone walls. At the top there was once a medieval fortress surrounded by a wall from which you can see some sections at the sides of the path that we've just walked up. It consists of various levels. Now you're on the bottom one, partly crumbled towards the lake. Here you can see the remains of the little church of St. Ambrose, mentioned already since the 16th century, but probably dating back to a much older period. In the apse, there is a fragment of a fresco showing the Blessed Virgin with the Christ Child between Saints Ambrose and Pancras. Nearby, there should have been a small cemetery. In the surrounding wood, you can see numerous stone structures, partially carved into the rocks that can be interpreted as enclosures and buildings. Going further up, you reach a second plateau, dotted with the traces of other stone buildings arranged radially, the presence of which is easy to guess if you look carefully at the lie of the land. Shortly before reaching the top of the hill, along the path, among the grey calcareous rocks, a light stone mass, dotted with black, stands out and shows signs of workmanship. It is a rock similar to granite, transported here from Valchiavenna by the Adda Glacier during the glacial period. Huge erratic boulders like this have caught man's attention since prehistory. The particular rocks, different from those around them, and thus of mysterious origin, have often been used as distinctive reference points in the landscape, may also sometimes with sacred or magic significance, especially when positioned in elevated places. At the highest point of the hill, in the centre, there used to be a quadrangular tower that monitored all three branches of the lake. Today, its remains are almost completely covered by a deposit of earth. The fascination of this site is precisely here. It all rests undisturbed under a few centimetres of soil, waiting for archaeologists to excavate them.